Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, we still on the dark side.
Is that where we at?
Exactly. Hold on. I told y'all, we ain't playing that shit. I went and got some OG riders, all right?
Yep. Yeah. Rock chalk.
It's a fucking game out here on
shit,
the West
Coast. Nip on the break.
And we get fucked
up. The dagger, bitches.
Tell you how we do it, all right? Here we go.
Drink more drink, pop more pills, get so high that nothing's real.
Okay.
I'm so drunk, high, feel.
Yep.
Gonna get fucked up, cause that's the biz. I'm fucked
nope.
up.
I'm fucked up.
Are you fucked
yep.
up?
I'm fucked up.
I'm fucked up.
I'm fucked up.
Guess what?
What?
I'm fucked up. Nah, it ain't quick, cause the dagger's in the building. So fucked up, moonwalking on the ceiling. Pills got me feeling like a nigga won the lottery. I get degrees smoking weed.
How?
Weed allergy.
Okay.
So high, mouth dry, tastes like chalk. Put him not to get my heat. Straight incredible Hulk. Now I can't walk, can't talk. Stumbling, fumbling.
Throwing to the party.
Now I'm driving drunk again. Cush in the air. Yak in my cup. Bass turn way up. Cause
I'm
not giving a fuck. I hear a nigga try to stop me. The way a nigga feel to do that, you gotta pop me. But I don't want no problems. Just more drinking drugs. So I can laugh at these bitches when we get to the club.
Hey, can I get a drink?
Yes.
Can I get a
like my better fucked up. But you still don't even look right. Thinking I'm a trick, bitch, to me with joke. Looking like $1 million, but the bitch there broke. Girl, you run a good game. Think I'm gonna pass though.
You a jerk.
Nah, I'm the shit and an asshole.
Drink more drink, pop more pills. Get so high that nothing's real. I'm so drunk, high, feel. Gonna get fucked up, cause that's the biz. I'm fucked up.
I'm fucked up.
Are you fucked up?
I'm fucked up.
I'm fucked up.
I'm fucked up.
Guess what?
What? We in the streets with tight glass, but the inner city is breached. With maniacs and blocks that we ain't giving back. Lethal injection, gun away from manifest. Fuck our enemies, I'm aggravated with a load of weapons. Keep your money on the spot. Try to try anything else to be uncivilized.
You know it.
Ride it back and swings a better on the class.
Roam the hood old fashioned with upgrade tactics. Watch the jump.
Why?
More than commotion. That little nigga walk from the heat that he
told you.
These bitches bang too. Loud mouth and dispute. With a sharp fuse, showing she gotta act a fool.
Bitch. In high speed.
Haters in the facility.
Bombs and guns thrown. It seems she get ugly.
We're only kids who can study. Calling the streets and malfunction. All this bread and butter.
Triple sacks and Remy.
Freedom.
Yeah, I smoke plenty. Got the full pimp stuck. Smoking those fuck with me. Remy on E. Pills got me drunk and trying to stay above water. Switching wild carbon. Desert Eagle burning. If a nigga get it, he deserve it. Sun beaming.
Sun
the flame got you nervous.
Nerve.
Let a nigga try me on the set. I'm like, get it. Tomorrow I'ma forget
I'm
it.
Forget
hold the name steady now. You fucked because I'm deadly.
Dead.
Move for you to say that always got Betty.
Locked and loaded.
In the streets where we quoted. I'm flamed up.
Beaming.
So I'm sure you fucking know it.
Nigga.
Drink more drink, pop more pills, get so high that nothing's real. I'm so drunk,
what?
I feel. Gonna get fucked up, cause that's the biz. I'm fucked up.
I'm fucked up.
Are you fucked up?
I'm fucked up.
I'm fucked up.
I'm fucked up.
Guess what?
What?
I'm fucked up.
Black Mamba Conqueror conglomerate. Any altercation, no hesitation, no blemishes. Round after round, the sound that split your earlobes. Western Africa, we ride. You niggas weirdos. Nympho the Great, my introduction like no other.
What else?
I spit in your face.
Okay.
Fuck your mother, kill your brother.
Damn.
The key to the safe. Nigga, phone ain't that nice.
What?
Give me what you got, nigga, your money or your life.
Right.
I'm fucked up, don't get fucked up.
That's right.
Pistol packing predator, posted up with the pump.
No.
I'm janky from the jump off pills and mushrooms. Coughing from the blunt lungs filled with hash fumes. Cash rules, everything around me. I smash fools, off cushion, OE. I'm riding to the death, hood banner, turn a foe. Ride a shot, shit, trip.
You fucked up, so let's just
drink more drink, pop more pills.
What else?
Get so high that nothing's real.
Nothing.
I'm so drunk, high,
and
feel. Gonna get fucked up, cause that's the biz. I'm fucked up.
I'm fucked
me
up.
Too.
Are you fucked up?
Yes, sir.
I'm fucked up.
I'm fucked up.
Guess what?
What?
I'm fucked up too, nigga. Nympho the Grizzel. Nigga about my mizzle. Shit trip or pop ya. Rada Chaka, fuck ya. Oh no, it's 4DB, and we fucked up.
Want to know how to turn off autocomplete when I type in my password?
I understand your frustration. Did you unplug your computer, ma'am?
No. What does that have to do with anything?
I'm sorry, I've only been working here a short distance. How is the weather in Biloxi?
How the hell should I know? I live in Cleveland.
I understand your frustration.
I tried that, and it still didn't work. And I tried it again, but, you know, I still keep getting the same error thing, and it's really not...
Do people ever tell you you sound boring on the phone? Can you, like, shut up and tell me how to get this computer to show porn?
What? You've got to be kidding me. Where's your supervisor?
Please, just tell me, how do you turn off the frickin' autocomplete feature? Because every time I try to sign onto the frickin' internet...
You have any matches? Try setting it on fire.
I want your name right now.
My name is Hamid.
Spell that!
Okay, Hamid.
Check out my boy The Dagger on Slap Sundays every week from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can tune in at www.bangoutradio.com or call 661-621-7559 and listen or press 1 and join in.
That's right. Dagger's back. L.A., West Coast all day. Slap Sundays, Bang Out Radio. Thanks for being here, y'all. Welcome back. Oh, man, it's really been 7 days since I got to run my mouth, because if you've been following me, then I didn't get to do my Wednesday show due to, you know, circumstances outside of my control. But, hold on, excuse me, got to close this window. Windy as fuck outside out here in L.A. today, y'all. But, didn't get to do my Wednesday show, so, you know, niggas, a lot of rage has been building up, because, you know what I mean, this is my therapy right here, and I ain't had my therapy in a little while, so today's show may get a little bit crazy, but I'm also, you know what I mean, I'm not really prepared for it either, because it didn't look like I was going to get to do my show today, but then it came through at the last minute, so we here, I got all my new music loaded, you know, I didn't get to load up my new cartoons yet, so we got to deal with those one more week, even though I'm getting tired of those, but we here, we back, Slap Sundays, like I said, The Dagger. And like I always do at the beginning of every show, let me get my business out the way. Shout out to the boss lady herself, Topaz Lachey, because without Topaz, there is no Slap Sundays, all right? There is no West Coast Wednesdays. There is no Bang Out Radio. There is no award show, y'all. Coming up. This is the last month to get y'all votes in. www.iaamawards.com. Find your top artists, your top tracks, producers, directors, songs, duos, whatever. Find them. Vote for them. And expand. Let me announce this now, I guess, too, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to do an official award show episode of Slap Sundays as well. So I'm going to be getting that. A lot of y'all, if you're nominated for any award show, listen to me. See, I need to start smoking again. I'm sorry. If you're nominated for any category, all right, you're going to need to make sure you get at me, because you're going to want to call in the show, pump yourself, you know, everything like that. I'm going to need to make sure y'all send me y'all tracks. If y'all tracks are up for grabs, or not grabs, if y'all tracks are up for awards or anything, I'm doing a special awards episode of Slap Sunday. So make sure y'all get at me. dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. All right, that's where I get all my music. That's where we set up all interviews. That's where everything goes down if you want to get at me. Also, make sure you can call into the show, 661-621-7559. You can either just chill out, max, and relax, or you can press 1 to holler at me if you just feel like running your mouth with me and getting into the topic, whatever that may be. We don't got no general topic today, y'all. Like I said, we just freestyle. We don't get into a lot of stuff. Still handling business. Let me get some events going on right now, because what I'm also going to do is, like I said, I'm here to help y'all. Independent artists, people that are trying to promote, everything like that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do my events category here. So any of my friends on Facebook, or, you know, any of my websites that got parties going on or places where I wish I can be, I'm going to promote their party. So, you know, you never know who's listening. So maybe y'all need to get out somewhere in your city and get it popping and let me know what's going on, all right? So first off, we got Jay Carr's birthday celebration, all right? This was shout out to me from my girl Tanisha Sams, you know, managing Aston Martin. So straight out, if you're out there in Michigan, at Mona's, 5533 North Saginaw. I guess that's how you say that. Sorry, Saginaw, Flint, Michigan. Sorry, Flint, if I'm messing it up, but that's where it's at. That's going to be, let's see, what's the date on that? That'll be the 19th, y'all. Make sure y'all there. Check it out. What else? Las Vegas. Hip Hop Roots, y'all. Every Tuesday for almost 4 years now. Hip Hop Nights, Neon Reverb Edition, all right? Full bar, no club prize drinks at this club. What else? It's at the LVCS, so I guess y'all Las Vegas cats know where that is. That's 425 Fremont Street. Corner of Las Vegas Boulevard, Fremont Street, above Hennessy's Tavern, all right? Las Vegas, Nevada, 89102. That will be Tuesday, March 20th, $10 pre-sale, $15 at the door, all right? So get out there. If you're in Vegas and you're going to be in Vegas, check it out. Support independent artists. What else we got? Sunset Wednesdays, TC, the Living Legend, live, going down. Where is he going to be at? Gardena Sports Bar. This is L.A. West Coast out here, y'all. So if you're going to be in, you can get out to Gardena, Crenshaw Boulevard, 14112 Crenshaw Boulevard, Gardena, California, 90249. I was invited. I'm going. Fuck it. I'll be out there on wait. No, I can't go on Wednesday. I'm sorry. I'm supposed to be performing on Wednesday. Where am I performing at? I'll be right here at the XMB Fantasy Fashion Show. All right, y'all. That's going to be going down in Lancaster this Wednesday. So if you're in the 661 or you can get out there, that's where you need to be at the Rochambeau Lounge at Bex, 706 West Lancaster Boulevard, Lancaster, California, 93534. Come see all these beautiful X and B models. See the Dagger perform live. And, yes, West Coast Wednesdays will be a special episode because I'll be broadcasting early. It'll be early, so it won't be a West Coast Wednesdays hump nights, but it's still going to be West Coast Wednesdays. But I'll be live at the event. So make sure you tune in and check it out because I'm going to be trying to holler at every one of these girls that pass by my table. So just make sure y'all there. It's going to be an interesting night, all right? So, yeah, that's all my business for this morning. Let's just get right into the new music because, like I said, I got a lot of new music. While I've been gone, like I said, I've been working. I've been doing what I got to do. Like I said, I ain't forgot about y'all. It wasn't my fault, but we here. We back in the game, and this is what I was doing while I was gone. This ain't me, but this is the homie Chris Cyphers. He can do better. Let's ride. Slap Sundays.
Slow cancer, militant commander. Do better, nigga. Eyes, cherry jolly rancher. Than you other sucker, swag is off the scanner. My scanner, the color of a lemonade banner. Do better, nigga. Eyes, cherry jolly.
My ears
match the color of a lemonade banner.
My ears
match the color of a lemonade banner. Float cancer, lemonade banner. Do better, nigga. Eyes, cherry jolly rancher.
My ears
match the color of a lemonade banner.
My ears screaming la 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 la.
Float cancer,
I'm screaming la 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 la. Wake up in the morning.
Your chick say, do better, nigga. Eyes, cherry jolly rancher.
My ears.
Cause soon we are, it's what we do, your shit we do. deep in the streets. Can't change the fact that I'm running shit. No doubt I'm leading my team. Straight through the struggle, without the gutter, I stay deep chasing my dreams. Look for a reason, look for a way. Something for me to believe. You only get to make one, so I try to live it and leave. Avoiding all situations built up on lies and cheats. The karma's a bitch, and best believe she coming around. That bitch might be fine, but best believe she's taking me down. I hear a lot of niggas talking about what they got. Big deals, big money, bullshit. They talk, they tryna say we can't compete. Well, they must have forgot. Day and night we hustle hard, always stay on the clock. We gonna ride it through the fire like we can't be stopped. We keep it silent in the huddle when we claim our spot. Driving up and down the street, big place, we hot. Motherfuckers off the street. Yo, I'm what you not.
You ain't as big as you were. You tryna fit in all the vision, but you never will learn. See, your opinions are just fiction, so you'll never be heard. I never take the wrong turns. So I continue down this path, I just take what I earn. And these haters' interpretations, yes, they're coming with nerves. It's the money to corruption, and their power will burn. And I'ma reach my destination, you will never disturb. This that thug with the anthem, best remember the verse. Cause I'm creepy like a phantom, you can call it a curse. If the situation's random, why don't you think through it first? Cause you slide out your lane, there ain't no striving, trying to aim. Dudes are pride and trying to blame. What's inside cannot be seen. Things ain't right, they're just the same. We take flight with no delay. Things are right, we going all the way. Life is crazy, it's so insane. Live in the city, I'ma do my thing. Show no mercy, no time to play. Show no pity, you can't portray. Say the way that I say all day. I hear a lot of niggas talking about what they got. Big deals, big money, bullshit. They talk, they tryna say we can't compete. Well, they must have forgot. Day and night we hustle hard, always stay on the clock. We gonna ride it through the fire like we can't be stopped. We keep it silent in the huddle when we claim our spot. Driving up and down the street, big place, we hot. Motherfuckers talking shit. Yo, I'm what you not. I hear a lot of niggas talking about what they got. Big deals, big money, bullshit. They talk, they tryna say we can't compete. Well, they must have forgot. Day and night we hustle hard, always stay on the clock.
Who the hell was that? There was another Stewie right there.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I've been so damn busy lately. My schedule's been so packed. I felt like I needed some kind of an errand boy to do all my nitpicky, pain-in-the-ass stuff. So I cloned myself.
You cloned yourself? What, are you deaf? What? So he's an exact copy of you?
Well, not exact. I have to remain superior, so I bred out some of the intelligence, made him sort of a simpleton, you know. I call him Bitch Stewie.
Would you like to meet him?
Would you like to meet Bitch Stewie?
Yeah, I guess.
Bitch Stewie, come here and meet my friend Brian.
Hey there, Stewie. Oh, what's that? You got a friend? Oh, I'm always happy to meet one of your friends.
Dear God.
How do you do? Pleased to meet you. I'm Bitch Stewie.
He's got quite a grip.
Hey, Bitch Stewie, why are there no midget accountants?
Because they always come up short. Oh, another good one, Stewie. I don't know where you come up with them.
You can find me in St. Louis. This be your boy, Her Mystery. He now rocking to the hottest music coast to coast with your boy, The Dagger, on Bang Out Radio. Let's get it.
Yes, sir. We back. The Dagger, LA West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Slap Sundays. Again, thanks for being here. If this is your first time, thanks for, you know, taking your time out to come listen to me talk for the next 2 hours and listen to these independent artists. If you've been here from the jump, thanks for always being here. You know, your support is always welcome because y'all got to realize it's up to you to keep this show running. I mean, I'm just tech support. You know what I mean? I just run the board. I talk to people. I play music. That's what I do. But y'all got to talk about the show. Y'all got to let people know. You know, tell your friends if they're doing music, tell them to get at me. If your friends is trying to be models and shit, tell them to get at me for the Dagger's Beauty of the Week. Or if they just look cute and want to get some, you know, want to get some attention, tell them to holler at me. I'll hook them up. You know, I'm just out here trying to help. That's all I'm trying to do, and keep myself sane. What am I going to drink now? I'm in a little bit of a dilemma right now because I can either drink this Erkin Jerk I got left over, you know, E&J, or I could drink this little personal little bottle of wine. Now, I'm not really a wine drinker. Now, my dilemma is if I drink the Erkin Jerk, I'll probably get a little bit, I'll feel a little bit better, but later I'm going to have a headache. Ergen Jerk always gives me a headache. That's why I don't really fuck with it. You know, if I go dark, I usually go Hennessy or Remy or something like that. But times is tough right now, so don't judge me. Now, or I go with the wine. Now, I figure if I drink the wine, then it's like, okay, it'll be a little bit smoother, but I'm not going to catch no buzz. So it's like, I mean, because wine is like Kool-Aid to me, so I don't, that's why I don't drink it, because it don't do nothing, so... That's my dilemma right now. I don't know. I guess I'll flip a coin in a second and get back to that. Let me not bug y'all with my dilemmas. But, shoot, what are we going to get into today? What are we going to get into today? First, I'm going to start off with this. I'm going to start off every time I see this, I want to make sure I let y'all know. The top 10 companies right now that are hiring people. So, because like I said, I'll keep saying this no matter what. Whatever you doing, hustling, side hustling, whatever, yeah, make your money, do what you got to do. But you need a legal gig. Everybody needs a legal gig. You got to have that legal money coming through, circulating, so that it at least hides the other stuff you got going on or something. You got to do something. Like, you don't want to always be the illegal person. You got to be legal somewhere in your life, all right? That's why I'm just trying to help. I know it's hard. I know people got records, kids. You know, y'all, everybody got an excuse or, you know, not an excuse. Well, sometimes it's an excuse or you use it for an excuse. Let's be real. But just being honest, you got to get up off your ass and do something. So maybe I can help somebody get a job real quick. All right. Now, here are the top 10 companies hiring right now. So even if you are sitting at home, get on the Internet, fill out the application online, just do something. All right. Try. That's all I ask is that you try. Terminex. Yeah, Terminex, y'all. The motherfuckers, go kill some bugs. Ain't nothing wrong with killing some bugs, man. You probably have to go through some little training thing, but they got a sales position, which I don't understand what the sales position would be. Maybe y'all, I don't know what you're selling. Maybe you got to sell the company. Maybe they have you working over the phone. Business development jobs, so that means that, let's see, business development, they want you to, I guess if you maybe have a degree that you ain't doing nothing with. Maybe you've got a business degree, you can go help them expand Terminex. And they also got training jobs where I guess where you could train people how to kill bugs. So, I mean, either way, but... It's okay. Ain't nothing, no shame in going to go getting that green and white truck, putting on the little, you know, the milkman fit with the green Terminex sign on it and going to kill some bugs. There's nothing wrong with it, man. Make some money. Do what you got to do. Sears is still hiring. Customer service, so that means your ass probably going to be on the phone and dealing with assholes all day, but that's all right. You got to get some legal money. And then, like I said, Sears is one of those jobs where you're probably going to get benefits and shit if you make it through your probation and shit. So they got retail jobs, so that means your ass is going to be in the store dealing with people, so that's okay if you had one of the jobs before. And they have a sales position, so if you can run your mouth and sell some shit, take your ass to Sears. Macy's, basically the same thing, retail sales jobs, professional service jobs. So I guess ladies, because I see a lot of women in Macy's. So ladies, go check out Macy's. Go put some makeup on people as they walk by. Ask them to try this shit. You know, do something, all right? Come on, let's get up off. I just want people to do something. Because look at it like this. This is why another reason why I do this show. As long as I'm doing this, at least for 2 hours, I'm not somewhere else doing something stupid or doing something that, you know what I mean? That at least I know at least for these 2 hours, I'm straight. I'm going to be okay. Unless y'all hear something over the airwaves, and then that'll be some interesting shit, wouldn't it? That'll be some good radio. But anyway, get sidetracked. Where we at? AT&T, retail stores, all right? So AT&T, take y'all ass down there, get y'all some free, not free, they ain't never going to be free, but get y'all some, you know, discounts on the iPhones, get down with Apple Inc., sales jobs, retail, customer service, but you got to know what you're doing with these with this technology, because people get pissed off over their, you know, iPhones and shit. I'm one of them, so don't, I come in there, and I'm asking you questions, and you can't answer my question, we're going to have a problem, so make sure you know what you're doing, all right? True Green. What the hell is this? Go Greener. I don't need, I got to actually read this. Provides a variety of lawn care related services, including fertilization, targeted insect control, and tree care. All right, so this is just general labor jobs, construction jobs, skilled labor trades. Go do some gardening. Fuck it. Be a Mexican. It's okay. Get paid for it. You know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with that. Go out there, work on your muscles. You know, it's just free exercise, sunlight. You know, you gotta take advantage of certain things. Yeah, there's nothing wrong. If you want to sit on your ass, okay, then fine. But then get up, go exercise, make some money, get green, go true green, and then, you know, just take your ass back home then. Refresh. What else we got? United Help Group provides insurance services to over 75 million people worldwide. What is this? It involves creative service, healthcare. Okay, so ladies. Yeah, mostly ladies. Cause guys don't get jobs like this because they don't usually have guys dealing with old folks. Trust me, I used to be one of the rare few that did it. But since a lot of old women get into these kind of things, this is ladies mostly. So, you know, nurses assistants, nurses aides, home care providers, ladies, United Health Group, get at them. They got management positions, insurance jobs, and health care jobs, all right? What else we got? Snap-on Tools. Manufacturers, markets, professionals, grade tools in the United States. So I guess, we're not going to be sexist. I mean, if you know about your tools and you good with cars, shit like that, take your ass over here. They got franchise jobs and business opportunity jobs. So you get snapon.com or what is it, Snap-on? Yeah. You can see all the jobs on here if you go on their website and just go on there and see if that's something you're going to fuck with. Concentra, I actually know what Concentra is. Concentra is where a lot of people send people to Concentra. You know, they do the drug test. This is where they go when people need to pass a drug test or something, they go to Concentra. So, again, healthcare people, what else? Secretaries, any kind of filing, you know, if you have any kind of office background, you could probably get up in there. Nursing jobs. So check that out. Sunrise Senior Living, more healthcare jobs, management, nurses. So ladies, there's a lot of jobs out there for y'all right now. If you got you a little, if you done went to UEI or you did some shit, you know what I mean? If you already got that and need something to do, go take your ass to one of these places and get it on. Not get it on, but I gotta watch my words. And Wells Fargo. So banking jobs, financing jobs, sales jobs. So. But this one, if you got a record or something, it's not going to put you in a bank. So that's just being real, so don't waste your time. But if you cool, you got a little bit of a degree background and everything, and you can be trusted around money, then take your ass over to Wells Fargo and make some legal money, because I understand. I'm just trying to be helpful, all right? We're trying to stop the stupidity out of it, out of people. That's what we do here on Slap Sundays, along with these independent artists and these slappers. So, like I said, I don't know what I'm going to talk about when I get back. I do. I think I'm going to talk about some of the stuff I was going to talk about Wednesday if I had a show on Wednesday. So we'll just backtrack and bring it back up. So we're going to get back. And I still playing new slappers. Like I said, this is all brand new music, all right? Right here we got Half, and this is Rare. Let's get it going. Pop, let's get it popping. I'm out.
I like that.
Yep.
Like this. Nigga, I'm something that's rare. Funky town player. Fine bitches everywhere, so she know I ain't about to fare. Pop a stop a stare, but this dope is in the air. I ain't nothing like I care, cause I don't give a fuck. Nigga, I'm something that's rare. Broke it down, player, fine bitches everywhere, so she know I ain't about to bear. Bumpers up the stair, deuces in the air. I ain't nothing like I care, cause I don't give a fuck. Baby, shocking my fresh, biting that mosquito. I ain't even trippin', I'm just shipping to a casino. Don't know where you at, but this is where you ought to be, though. When I say I'm on a roll, I mean a motherfucking B-roll. I got ammo in this ammo, be your motherfucking hero. Ash, bet the ass, burn that ass like Nero. Shorty is a Rico, and what we do with Rico? Pull a dub off and then to the tube where we go. She wants that romance, but I'm thinking not a chance. If that head pretty grand, she might see me do my dance. 50 grand on the stand, couple pills on the dresser. If she wanna see how them bitches feel, I'ma let her. Put it under the pillow, I hope I don't have to kill her. Only thing a nigga wanna smoke is this cigarilla. I'ma check out for it, check out time. Time for me to hit that plane. But when I do leave this bitch, you can have it. Nigga, I'm something that's rare. Funky town player, fine bitches everywhere, so she know I ain't about to fare. Pop a stop a stare, but these deuces in the air. I ain't nothing like I care, cause I don't give a fuck. Nigga, I'm something that's rare. Funky town player, fine bitches everywhere, so she know I ain't about to fare. Pop a stop a stare, deuces in the air. I ain't nothing like I care, cause I don't give a fuck.
Lazy K Productions.
About me. killer. So called dreamers, so tell me what you sick of. We niggas stuck, nigga, shit, I love niggas. Can ride you the right way, but traffic on the highway. Tell you where the road is, smoke it to a man. The kind I can't stand, you is a new plan. On your weekends off, it's always something to explore. So on and so on, you just want more. Can't get enough, bro, you love me. Can't get enough, my front door, back door. Can't get enough, got you coming right back. You want me, put me in the straight like that. I keep a G up on the street, you put G up in the street. You probably better run, so baby, roll with me. You can ride all night to the end of night. Don't worry about a thing, cause I do it just right.
Feeling like one of those, you know, how like white people be at the
dinner table, you know, the proper dinner and everything, and they have wine glasses and regular glasses and everything, but that's how I feel right now. But straight drinking out of a fucking bottle, though, so what kind of a wino am I? Still trying to bring up my callers, man. This is the shit that be killing me right here, because it's supposed to be smooth like Gary Coleman, and it's not, so it leaves me at a disadvantage on my end. But like I said, I'm going to keep trying to see, and now I got another call that want to come in, too, and see, now I got to try to jack in both of them, but here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to reload this real quick. Wait, hold on. Is that one going to finally work? Wait, do we? Ah, it teased me. No, we got it. 323-7849. You got Dagger. What it do?
Dagger's in the building.
What it do, Bob? What's going down with you?
Nothing. Go ahead, honey.
Okay, in and out. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now we're going to go to the 702. Let's see if we can get this one. It's 202. No, I hear nothing. We good? You here? I'm trying to bring in everybody. Woo-sa. It's straight up to 702-2029. You got Dagger. What it do?
What's up with you, girl? Kilani.
What it do, man? Checking in with you. What's going on with you?
Oh, nothing, you know, I'm just in the studio getting it in, as usual, in Sin City.
As
what's
you
good, Jackson?
Nah, that's same shit, new day. Like I said, it feel like I haven't been in the building for a week. Was off like a whole week, couldn't do my Wednesday show. Nigga just been feeling real crunchy lately. But, you know, we worked through it. Shit happens, so trying to be back. We back in the building. We keeping it pushing. So I'm back to feeling good, back to feeling great. So what's been going on with you? How was the weekend? What did the weekend bring Kehlani in Sin City?
Oh, well, I'm just being out and about, you know. Out and about celebrating one of my boys' birthdays from the movement out here and getting music in, you know, trying to get these performances going. I got a performance next week on the 23rd at UNLV out here. So hopefully, you know, that goes great.
Okay, okay, for sure, for sure. For those that don't know where they can find your music or anything, let them know your links and everything and Twitters, whatever you got. Let them know where you at real quick.
Hit me up on ReverbNation.com/Kehlani, K-E-I-L-A-N-I. Hit me up on Facebook, Kehlani Royalty, KEI/LANI/Royalty, ROYALTY. Check my videos out on YouTube under Princess K320, that's PRINCESSK320, or Kehlani, KEI/LANI, and follow me on Twitter at Kehlani. Seven. Hit your girl up. I hit it up back, you know. Comment, whatever.
There
show
it
some
is.
Love. I show love back, all that.
Yeah, make sure you holler. That's a lot of information, so I hope y'all got it all. So, well, the first thing I was going to discuss, so that actually has caught my attention, is that this whole little still Rihanna situation and Chris Brown and the whole new girl and the ex-girl thing, it's like, this shit is hilarious to me because one, on
y'all
one
gonna get the weed.
Uh-oh, look at you. Hey, see, this is why. Are you focused on the conversation?
Damn,
or are you doing something
else? Get your shit together. They out there. Go ahead, Dagger. Go ahead.
But anyway, yeah. So according to my resources of what I've read, now Chris Brown's new girlfriend, I don't know how you say her name, Karachi, some whatever it is, something. it's a K with a whole lot of E's and a C-H in there somewhere. So something that's her. She will not walk around without Chris Brown's security force because girls from Rihanna's camp that made threats like they gonna kill her over that bitch because now Chris Brown and Rihanna supposedly doing things together trying to get back together. Now, my only question is, if this happens every day. This shit going on like this right now.
Hi, weirdo.
So why must we care about this situation now? Why is this important? And I just don't say. Now, Kehlani, do you care about this? Is this any kind of, like, should I even be reporting on this type of shit? Why is this even important?
Right, it's not important. All he going to do is dot her I's and cross her T's as well.
Because,
I don't see the big thing.
And then I'm also hearing that now, fucking, and since Jay-Z is supposedly her, like, role model or something like that, or Rihanna's role model, Jay-Z is not going to let Rihanna see the baby because if she decides to go back with Chris Brown, then he's not going to let her see the baby. I'll be like, so? Like, baby, little Ivy Blue or whatever that girl's name is, why am I supposed to care about somebody else's child? This is what I mean. Like, why is this supposed to be important? Not trying to downgrade the baby.
It's not important.
Okay.
It's not at all.
Okay, okay.
All of this is gossip, you know?
Yeah.
Nothing
like
positive,
said,
all negative energy.
And what I do like, though, what I have liked and that I have heard is that what's interesting to me, because, you know, I'm definitely not a Nick Cannon fan. If you've known me and you've been around, if you've listened to me long enough, I'm definitely not a Nick Cannon fan for my own reasons. But according to what I also read on this, Mariah Carey is going to leave Nick Cannon if he don't get his health in order. And because if you've been listening or if you've watched the news, he's been rushed to the hospital. He's got some kind of disease or some shit like that. But here's the clincher. This nigga is refusing to work, or he's refusing to stop working, even though it's healthier for him, because he doesn't want to be in Mariah Carey's shadow. And he don't want to be up under nobody like that. Now, a few things about this. This is just my opinion. Like I said, this is just me. Number one, Nick, you're already in Mariah Carey's shadow. You're, like I said, nobody, everybody was all like, When it went down in the first wave, everybody was all like, Mariah, what are you doing? Nobody was questioning Nick Cannon. Everybody just thought you was the luckiest motherfucker in the world. So let's already get that done off top. Mariah Carey's career is definitely a lot better than yours, so you're already in her shadow. That's number one.
Yeah.
Number two, you're willing to lose that because you're willing to stop working. Now, let me say this. Don't take this the wrong way. I'm sorry. If my girl is Mariah Carey or rich and famous like that, or you making all kind of buku bucks and say I don't got to work, I'm not going to work. Point blank.
Right.
And she still loves me. She got my back. If my girl say, yo, you don't got to work, I'm not going to work. Point blank. I mean, come on. Let's be honest here. Call me lazy, call me chauvinistic, call me whatever. Like I said, like Oprah's dude. That nigga, you see how long that motherfucker been shutting up? That's the smartest black dude in the world right now, as far as this girl goes. Because that nigga ain't said words in years. Been just sitting back and collecting his check and collecting his money. There ain't nothing wrong with that. So, Nick Cannon, if you happen to listen to this, you dumb as fuck. And you need to sit your ass down and just collect a check like everybody else. Oh, man, wait, hold on. I got time to bring in one more call. Hold on. Straight out the 213-0954. Bear with me as soon as I can get you in. Hold on. Yeah. Somebody's breathing in the phone, or if you're driving, roll up your window. One or the other. Oh, it's windy out here. Yeah, it's windy in L.A. You must be outside.
Dagger, can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. I'm busting in here. This is Sugar Sugar. This is Sugar Sugar from Facebook.
Sugar Sugar, what it do, Ma? What's going down?
I told you I was coming through.
You finished your food. You finished your food. What was you eating on?
I was eating some El Pollo Loco.
Some El Pollo Loco?
Hey, so look, check this out. I come to bust in on that conversation.
All right.
But when you come together, when you in a marriage situation, it ain't no he a better than her or she better than him.
Well, but I mean,
you come together, you gotta come together as one, baby.
Yeah, that part. I mean, I get that part, but I mean, we're talking because I mean, if it was like that, then he wouldn't feel the way he felt. You know what I mean? There's nothing. If that's how it really was, then he would have no problem not working and taking care of his health and his family. The nigga's about to have a kid. He got kids. I don't know if she had the kids, and you know, I'd be behind on shit. But if he's not willing to sacrifice that in order to take care of his family, then that's a problem that he got. You know, that's how I feel.
Don't be no hater.
I mean, I'm definitely not a hater. I mean, yeah, well, yeah, I am. I can admit it. I am a Nick Cannon
hater.
I'm
just picking with you.
But I'm serious. I cannot stand Nick Cannon for nothing. Like, his whole career just came out of nowhere over nothing. He's the epitome of what
but
I hate
no,
when I say.
Nick been around a while.
Nah,
Nick
but
he's been around a while.
Nah, he's been around a while, but has always done bullshit. That's what I mean. He's the person that just really got by on just like I don't know what and became really famous, and I don't know why either. So that's just but that's just me. Like I said, I'll admit I'm a Nick Cannon hater. I admit it. So Don't nobody say nothing to me about, well, yeah.
Well,
at least you're
keeping it 100.
So, yeah. I can't stand that nigga. If I could load up my old school diss tracks, I used to diss this nigga. But, yeah. But straight after 323-3596, you got Dagger. What it do?
Yeah, what's up, Dagger?
MIA, checking in the building. What it doozle?
Nothing. I'm at work right now. I'm in the back.
Look at
they
you.
They got me working late night. I just called to say what's up.
Okay, yeah. Don't get fired on my account, but thank you for calling in and saying what's up.
No, it's cool. Ain't nobody here.
Okay. As long as you're straight. Yeah, and then I still got one more. Can I get this other caller in too? Guys, you're telling somebody's in somebody background. But see, this is the crazy part. See, when you got so many people, you got to juggle. Hold on. West Coast is blowing up tonight, though. Straight after 323. I'm trying to get you 0562. Hold on. I'm trying to get it in. Somebody got a background going on. Cause somebody who's got people with them. Oh, man. All right. Well, look. There it goes. 323-0562. You got Dagger. What it do?
Witty boys, biatch.
Yeah, Nympho the Grizzle. What's going down with you, Pippin? Nah, chilling, maxing and relaxing. What you doing with your Sunday night?
I'm chilling, man, listening to Bang Out Radio like everybody else.
As you should. So where's your stand on the Chris Brown, Rihanna, and the whole love triangle situation? Or you just don't care?
Hey, man, you know, niggas can fight with their bitches all the time. You know what I'm saying? He had a fight with his bitch. You know what I'm saying? He got back with his bitch. It ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? Leave the motherfuckers alone. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Now,
he just knows jujitsu, so he beat her up a little bit.
Nah, he didn't beat her up a little bit, nigga. We ain't gonna downplay the situation. He beat her up a lot, nigga. We all saw the picture. Like, so let's not get it twisted. But
hey, you know what I'm saying? Hey, if she probably was talking about it, but saying something he didn't like. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what happened.
Yes, you don't. Nobody knows the true E behind the story, but we gonna figure that out. But we're gonna get a Dagger's double play real quick. So here's what I want everybody to do. So I don't got to jack everybody in and out because that takes a while. If everybody can do me one favor and just mute y'all phones. If y'all can mute y'all phones on your side till I bring you back, it'll go a lot smoother. So go ahead and mute them now if you can. And we're going to get into it just like this. Dagger, feature Nympho the Great, Jay Dizzle on the beat. And we vibing.
Jay Dizzle on the beat. We vibing, west siding, where them niggas don't be running or hiding. We stay high and we stay grinding. Jay Dizzle got the west coast riding. We vibing, west siding, where them niggas don't be running or hiding. We stay high and we stay grinding. Jay Dizzle got the west coast ride. Dagger's loose. Once again, blood roll, glass of hand. Dizzles for shizzle, nizzle, the fuck it begins. It's gotta be from Jay Dizzle, now we murdering niggas. They forgot the west coast, full of killers and triggers. Cat pillars and crack dealers. Car shows, mohos, best flows, I need to sleep. Daggers off the no-dose. Niggas think I'm soft cause I don't claim a hood to carry guns. Niggas, you ain't heard? You gotta watch the quiet one. And when you go to choose a bitch, you gotta watch the quiet one. When niggas claim to be your friend,
you gotta watch the quiet ones.
I just did a roar. You going down, thug like my ass. I beat that bitch up like I'm Chris Brown. Don't disrespect the Western City, bitty bird chest. I get you fucked up by bad bitches wearing pink vests. You're not Pac, stop, it's almost gonna test you. Be careful in California, cause this is how the West do. We vibing,
yep.
West side,
yep.
Where them niggas don't be running or hiding.
Nope.
We stay high
uh-huh.
And stay grinding.
Yep.
Jay Dizzle got the West Coast riding.
West Coast.
We vibing,
yep.
West side,
uh-huh.
Where them niggas don't be running or hiding.
Uh-huh.
We stay high
and
we stay grinding.
Yeah.
Jay Dizzle got the West Coast ride.
Trade them all.
Take fade to fade, take her at termination turf.
Terminate.
I'm taking all fades, cause talking just make it worse. Yeah, since birth I've been serving, so it's certain I'm strapped. So it's curtains when I'm serving, cause I'm smashing with the Mac. Machete the madman, my matchup get mashed on. Rearrange your frame, competitors get the chrome. Zones are that good, a pocket full of paper. Proceed with caution, steel flossing in a scraper. Western Avenue, west side of the West Coast. You know I fade them all, fatality from the death stroke. The Tef smoke linger, nothing else remains. The light is from the beamer, paint the picture out of pain. Aim and pop, but fuck it, we can get down. The real Triple H, Hank Hood, Lamar Bell. We vibing,
yep.
Yeah, I'm riding.
I'm
Nympho the Great, 6'4", west side.
West side.
We vibing, west siding, where them niggas don't be running or hiding. We stay high and we stay grinding. Jay Dizzle got
out the West Coast, word. We vibing, West siding, where them niggas don't be running nor hiding. We stay high and we stay grinding. Jay Dizzle got the West Coast vibe.
I'm from the city of the Cadillac where bitches keep their booty fat. Fitted hats, white tees, best weed, all of that. The city where the paper stacks, the police ain't afraid to jack. Where any day or night, niggas still can make the Shaw crack.
The good old days.
Bring them back as people out and sleeping on us. Acting nervous like a hooker in church Sunday service. You shouldn't be afraid of Cali niggas getting paid. We'll just smoke and drink and bet a thousand on a game of spades. But I be playing bones, dagger skills are certified. Raise my hand to really high and slam it yellow. In the West, we got pride. Don't forget, we play for really. Handing me a 20 plus five crisp dollar bills. I'm just a ragamuffin, and none of y'all can tell me nothing. I start your heart from pumping, think I'm bluffing, start something.
We got the dagger here, tell us what you like to do.
Make money, rap, smoke weed, or rep the W.
We vibing, West siding, where them niggas don't be running nor hiding. We stay high and we stay grinding. Jay Dizzle got the West Coast riding. We vibing, West siding, where them niggas don't be running nor hiding. We stay high and we stay grinding. Jay Dizzle got the West Coast
ride. I was watching the Lakers. Yeah, right.
Yeah. You don't like it.
Hey, the dark time.
Yeah.
The dagger. I was watching it too.
The dagger. Bitches, you know the great.
That's me. Let's
get straight to the point, y'all. Let's go.
Fade them all from the jump. I'm back, nigga. You know it's on.
Oh,
no stunting or running. I'm gunning for the throne. Oh. A chrome heater with features that you ain't never seen. No hollow points, just black talons and red beans. Altercations, I'm waiting. I'm praying for the crack. A sharpshooter, I'm shooting. Call me Kevin Durant. I'm about to snap. Fuck it, I'm finna spaz out. I'm in the whipper with a flipper. We about to smash out the glass house. Beating, sitting on 24. We the champs. Fuck it, painted purple and gold. Info the great. Mac Machete, the madman. A mercenary, you murderous with the mic in. Man, the plan was to pocket check and post up. Say them all, the faculty, nigga, fold up. So what about it, nigga, whoever want it. All opposition obliterated, all opponents. L.A. hat, L.A. tad, I'm L.A. zone,
yep.
L.A. grown, L.A. weed, I'm L.A. on. They playing zone, but fuck it, I'm hitting all three. They paint the D, beast mode, I'm in the key. The dagger and machete, a lethal combination. Combination deadly, now I got to cut you. Stupid motherfucker, ain't my nigga dagger. Tell him what we do to bust.
Niggas like to run their mouth, but running from the words they talk. Claiming they the biggest dog, scared to bite, let them bark. Got no heart, I ripped it out, took a bite, spit it out. Nothing's never on the drought.
What a mouth,
lost count. Way too many zeros, commas, keeping me from all the drama. Still ain't caught a case, paper dates, I got a baby mama.
Yes, I can.
Just like Obama, dagger's got a simple plan.
Work, work, work.
I'm working harder than a Mexican. Me and don't jack me off. Save your words, don't gotta talk. All I hear is money. All that funny shit could take a walk. I don't need it or receive it. Dagger's quick to let it go. You get me, baby, having backstabbing lazy asshole. Never will you stop my flow. I'm gonna grow no matter what.
Realize
you dealing with a nigga who don't give a fuck. Strut when I take a walk, blunt roll. Need a hit, money over any bitch. Rather make a bum risk. Role model, never that. Always got a read aroma. Smoking on his
Amsterdam.
Picked it up and check the stola. Running niggas over, don't got top against a silly pole. Screaming like I'm ludicrous.
Move, bitch, get out the way.
I love LA, cause that's my city, born and raised in city streets. Stepping in my fucking house, show respect, watch your feet. It's real over here, out of town, is better watch your mouth. Ass little way to crib, niggas out of running out.
Yeah,
I said it.
Yeah,
but I'm not trying to diss or nothing.
I'm not trying to
I'm
diss.
Just being honest. I'm just being real like I always
being
do.
Being honest.
We all saw the real. We all saw what happened.
I saw that
so,
on YouTube. Look at that.
Just in case you missed it.
Yo.
Ass Lil Wayne the Crip. Niggas had him running out.
We out on that shit. The Dagger. Nympho the Great. The Dark Side. Y'all better act like y'all know. Act like it. Pretend.
They ain't gonna never figure this shit out. Fuck it. Yeah, riding on y'all niggas.
Greetings, Mr. Johnson. We were hoping that maybe you have some kind of key that can help us with our disease.
You boys both have the virus? Are you sure?
We're not just sure. We're HIV positive. Will you stop it with that? What part of this is funny to you?
Cal, we need to try to find
what out. What part of being infected with a deadly disease do you find funny?
I don't think it's funny, Kevin.
Then stop saying you're not just sure you're HIV positive. This isn't funny. AIDS isn't funny. Dying isn't funny. So shut the f*** up.
Well, excuse me, Cal, for trying to keep some optimism, you know? You know, sometimes when things seem their darkest, you just need to try and stay HIV positive. But if you want to be so HIV negative all the time...
Knock it off right now. This isn't funny. At all.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you HIV positive?
Boys, this...
Yeah, we're back. West Coast Wednesdays, Hub Night. Oh, God, what the fuck? Yeah. Ooh, shit, wrong show. Like I said, am I off or am I off? Slap Sundays. The Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day, y'all. My bad. Yeah, I need to smoke another blunt. Let's get my panel back in here if I can. Keilani, still hanging with me?
Oh, yeah, you know, I'm still rocking with you, Dagger.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Miss Sugar Sugar? Sugar. Did I lose Sugar? I think I lost Sugar. All right. Hold on. Back that one back out. MIA. Supposed to be at work, but chilling with Dagger over here on Slap Sundays. Hold on. Is that still good? MIA. See, went back to work. All right. That's good, as you should. Nothing wrong with that. And then Nympho the Grizzly. Hold on, bring him back.
Wow.
There he is.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I wanted to tell you, man, this skit is funny to the motherfucker. You stupid.
Man, I need to upgrade my cartoons, though, man. Like I said, I've been listening.
Are you HIV positive?
Because I watch cartoons, and I watch, like, more of adult thing cartoons. Because why? Because, look, I could watch the news. I could be reading the newspaper. I could do all that shit. But it ain't nothing but motherfuckers getting killed, people getting shot, people stealing this. You know what I mean? I get tired of that shit on a daily basis. So I don't want to watch that shit. And then the difference is that shit is really real. These are real people dying out here. These are real people, you know, going through shit. These are real people getting bankrupt. These are real, you know, real. I don't want to see real people going through shit. I got enough problems of my own, and the homies got that shit going. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need to see that shit. I'm trying to fucking laugh. So that's why I watch cartoons. So don't never say nothing about a grown man watching cartoons. That's why I do it. So
Adult Swim in the Lakers. That's all I'll be on.
But yeah, man. So here's another thing. Look at you. Anyway, so since I'm still talking about a little celebrity gossip and everything, you know, Usher's wife is trying to get him for $50,000. And here's what it's for. She wants $50,000 so she can hire a lawyer for a custody battle where she will take the kids from Usher. What kind of fucking sense does that make? I mean, I don't even got kids, but I mean, this just sounds never. How dumb does that sound?
Super dumb. I wouldn't do it.
And then peep this. He done already paid for, they was going through some kind of little divorce or whatever before or something like that. He done already paid for her lawyer fees already before for some other shit. So now she's trying to get an extra 50 so she can go back to court against him to take his kids, to take the kids. What does she really think somebody's going to back somebody else from taking their own kids from them? That's like paying somebody to take your kids. Why the fuck would you do that?
I wouldn't.
That's crazy.
That's fucking ridiculous. And it's ridiculous both ways, either way. The fact that she could even have the audacity to open her mouth and ask just lets you know what kind of level some of these females can be on nowadays, man. It just lets you know. The fact that she could even open her mouth to be like, man, I'm not even going to try to play like she would. That's just dumb. I don't even want to sound dumb like that. That's just ridiculous. I just don't get it. Hold on, y'all. We got somebody else that want to jack in real quick. Straight out to 336-5062. You got that. What it do?
What's good? It's your boy, Swift.
Swift? What it do, Pippin? What's good with you?
And that's probably a good black male, you know.
Max and relax. What you sipping on? Sipping on anything? What's in the cup?
I ain't sipping on that. I'm just smoking a good black male.
All right, for sure. So, what you got going on this Sunday night? Just like you said, just smoking. That's the gist. What the weekend bring you?
Yeah. And we're chilling.
All right, for sure. Well, make sure you check in, just chill out, jack in whenever you want to on anything. Talking. What else we got? We're still sticking with celebrities, y'all. Because like I said, I'd be finding all kind of dumb shit. Now, Bobby Christina. If you don't know who Bobby Christina is. Bobby Christina is Whitney Houston's daughter. Now, it's coming to find out that she really, really, really loves her brother, this nigga named Nick Gordon. Now, let me give you a little background. Like I said, I've been reading up on this. Now, Nick Gordon and Christina have been living as brother and sister in the Whitney Houston household for like the last 10, 15 years. But no blood relation.
He was hitting that whole time. I seen that shit on the news. He was hitting that whole time. They not blood related. Whitney took him in. She didn't adopt a nigga. None of that. They just no type of related or nothing. They just grew up together. Fuck it. That's all that was.
Yeah, but I mean, but they try to play it off like, you know, all their lives they was raised as brother and sister, and they play it off. But that's the funny part, because now they're saying that now they're both just going to stay in the house together. Like, ain't that some shit?
And they should. Why not? Why not?
I don't know. Keelani, can we get a female perspective on this? What you think about that? How does that sound to you? Keelani.
Oh, yeah. They not blood related, you know. So, I mean, it's probably a little weird, but at the same time, they're not blood related, so it's not really that weird.
Okay, as long as there's no blood. So let me ask. So if you live with somebody for 10 years and y'all wasn't blood related and that never happened or whatever, but I mean, after 10 years, it's like, why? Well, that would make more sense, because that's what I feel like folks said. They had to have been fucking already, because after 10 years,
definitely.
After 10 years, you just all of a sudden decide, you know what, I want to start fucking on this person. You don't wait 10 years to decide to do that. I don't care.
No, they've been messing around on the low, you know.
All right, Strap 213-0202. You got Dagger? Do you got Dagger? Not yet, hold on. Hold on. Now you got Dagger. What'd it do?
I'm back, Dagger. I had to call from my phone.
Oh, okay. I had to switch around and everything. So, what do you feel about the Bobby and Christina thing? Should Bobby and Christina be fucking on a dude she's been living with for 10 years? Unless she's already have been fucking on her.
Bobby, that girl could do whatever the fuck she want to do.
Yeah. Oh, shit. See, look at that. Just fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it. Why not? Hell.
All right, and as for the ladies, I mean, I think we got a new record. Y'all hear about the woman who birthed a 13-pound, 14-ounce baby in San Diego?
Okay.
All right. Is that a lot? She birthed a 13-pound, 14-ounce baby. Is that a lot?
Yeah. Who the fuck having kids like that?
Somebody had a Chris Griffin. That's Chris Griffin right there. Like,
13, 12,
13
pounds. Oh, this is your
real
fucking baby.
Oh, hilarious. All right, y'all. We're going to let the ladies take over the airwaves right now. We're going to get back into the slappers. Let me, hold on. Let me clear these out real quick. So, which one do I want to hear first? Hold on. Got to pick the right one. Oh, yeah. We're going to hold on. Where's it at? Because I do want to hear that like right now. Come on. Again, y'all, Slap Sundays. If y'all want to get in on the conversation, we still got time left. 661-621-7559. Either just chill in the queue or you can press 1 to holler at me. But make sure you're paying attention to the show. If you got something else going on, by all means, do what you got to do. But if you coming in to chill with us and hang out or whatever, make sure you focus. Keep your background clear a little bit so we can talk. We can conversate. I can hear what you got to say. Everybody else can hear what you got to say. And nobody's disrespecting anybody else. That's all I ask. We're going to get into it like this. Since I got Keelani rolling with me, let's go. Like this. Damn it, y'all. I'm sorry. Hold on. Ah, see? I got to laugh at myself, y'all, because my shit just got a dumb shit up, dumb delay. Hold on.
Go. school. Bring it to the bottom, back it up to the top. I'm waiting for that ass to drop like detox. Yeah, to work it out, no doubt. When I'm about dropping, he's rocks, getting up to beat the rocks. Down south, north, and west, all parts in between. Yeah, but I mean that they connect the dots. We all parts got to see black and white clocks. Get wild for me, baby. Let me see you get wild like an animal.
Go wild like an animal.
Get wild like an animal.
Wild
let me
like
see
animal.
You get wild like an animal.
Go wild like an animal.
Get wild like an animal.
Wild
let me
like
see
animal.
You get wild like an animal.
Go wild like an animal.
Get wild like an animal.
Wild
let me
like
see
animal.
You get wild like an animal.
Go wild like an animal.
Get wild like an animal.
Wild like an animal.
I'm a real lion, queen in the jungle, real kitten, a lion. Words never fumble, no choice but to sing me. It's fast like a rumble, living constitution wild, but yet so humble. My style so simple like a tumble. Yep. Top of chain, can't you see me clean out a mumble? But that's enough about that, I'm about fun. So hot, I'm known to keep the color sun. Don't even have to make a complete sense. Get that creative equal to help you to pass right and not this. Set the figures I'm talking about, men and tricks. Don't brag, but I will have plenty of it ice. Please believe in the club, I get my feet on. Doesn't matter if you call it a tour or me gone. Taking shots of vodka or getting the stress blown. High up, I never told you to keep on.
When I step through the door, taste blood kind of sweet for a freak that choke. And mean little piece walk up and spoke. And she said, you spotted me by my bling down rope. Then she got me by my teeth, let's go. I could tell she said she was a fiend like dope. She said she always wondered why my eyes stay low. Could it be for the king or the Shorty wanna know what is going down. I said tonight, right now tell me how did that sound.
Let's go.
Fuck with it if I take you down. Have you ever had a baby with 2.5 pounds? Open wide, don't use your teeth. What you like if I taste your peach? Go to sleep and I go deep. You ain't never fucked with another freak like me.
Get wild. Let me see you 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 get wild like an animal. Let me see you get wild like an animal. Let me see you get wild like an animal. Let me see you get wild like an animal. Let me see you get wild. 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 Let me see you get wild like an animal. Let me see you get wild like an animal. Let me see you get wild like an animal.
If you got a little petroleum in your cup, gun rolled up, go ahead. Let me see you get loose. If you pullin' up in the truck, say, shawty, what's up? Go ahead. Let me see you get loose. If you feelin' fresh in the club, slide in the mug, go ahead. Let me see you get loose. If you don't lean, so what? Go ahead, go nuts, go ahead. Let me see you get loose. Yeah.
Keep it low.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? I Yeah.
Okay, just make sure you got your attention. What you watching on TV? Is that your TV with the loud ass background?
No, that was you talking in the loud ass background.
Oh, okay, well, yeah, you got to turn me. You can't listen to me and talk to me.
Oh,
no,
I just realized that, but it's, you had me going, so I said, she just said her music. I was sitting up here feeling that shit on the other end.
Oh, okay.
So I turned it down, though.
Let's say after 310-5429, you got Dagger. What it do?
You already know who it is, man. It's Flip, man. What it do?
What it do, Flip, man? Long time no holler, man. What's going on with you? Same shit, new day?
Same shit, new day, new night. We at the Lush Lounge in Long Beach tonight, man. Ladies ain't free all night. That's what we have.
Uh-oh. Lush Lounge. Y'all hear that? Anybody trying to get down there for free tonight? That's right there. That's downtown. That's right when you get off the freeway, go down. That's right on Pine, right?
Yeah, right there, that where it used to be, I think, the Ice Lounge, but they remodeled it, changed everything. It's called the Lush Lounge now.
Oh, and this lady's free all night, right? Don't have me tell them to come down there, and then they get down there and talk about they got to pay you. No girls don't like that shit.
Nah, it's ladies free all night, man, all night. It's the grand opening, Dream Sunday. It's from now until we feel like stopping.
Y'all doing it every Sunday?
Every Sunday, yes, sir. Yeah.
There it is. Now, when's the next showcase, man?
We're rocking for a fashion show, actually. I can hit you up on that. We're doing a Rip the Runway type thing. Any artists who want to be a part of it, just send your music or send me your contact. You email me at hardhustleentertainment@gmail.com. Just hit me up and all that info.
Hardhustle, there it is. For sure, sir. So, you about to get your party on and everything, man. So I know you ain't chilling right now, but definitely, man. If I could twerk something, man, I'm gonna try to get down there and function with y'all, cause I know it ain't free for me. But I mean, shit, fuck it.
Come, you my boy. Come through.
Okay, well then, if that's the case, I may have to round up some people. We'll see if we can come down there and fuck with y'all. So for sure, just be on the lookout for me. I'll hit you up and let you know if I'm gonna make it.
All right, for sure.
All right, man. Have fun down there, man. Be safe.
All right, you too, man.
Yes, sir.
All right,
y'all. We're going to get into this right here. We're going to get into this about this dude that got killed over a fucking box of condoms. Let me tell y'all what happened now. Of course, this is in Detroit, so we're talking to Detroit right now, Michigan. Oh, man. The dude went in there. He was fucking with one of them Hindu people. This is what I keep saying. I've had a conversation about respect before, and y'all, and I just try to tell people all the time, you can't just talk to anybody any old way you want to because you don't know how somebody's going to react to a situation. So, black dude walks in the liquor store, goes in there like, yo, I need some condoms, whoop, whatever. I guess they cost too much or whatever happened. He got into an argument with the little Hindu dude behind the register. And, you know, words changed, but he was behind that bulletproof glass and shit. So, you know, it wasn't nothing going to pop off. But the motherfuckers was talking shit. So, of course, the black dude being the fucking black dude, when he leaving and walking out all pissed off and shit, he starts pulling stuff down and, you know, knocking over shit and, you know, pulling down racks and everything. The fucking Hindu guy comes out from behind the bulletproof glass and shoots that nigga in the back as he walks out the store. Just
wow.
pop, like, didn't even see it coming. This is the shit I be talking. See why I don't watch the news? See why I don't do this shit? For what? Mm-hmm. For condoms? Was it that man couldn't have said nothing that bad and okay. He may have
that
remind far.
Me of the little black girl.
He may have went a little far fucking, you know, pulling off the thing or whatever, but we've all had our flip out moments and shit. But I mean, the man shouldn't have got killed over that shit. See that Arabian dude or whatever? He was like, no, fuck that, my friend. But see, he was gonna shoot that nigga in the back though. That's the fucked up part. That's even more fucked up is that he shoot the man in the
back.
But
do you remember when the little girl Tasha? I think her name was Tasha or something like that. She went in there to get the milk or whatever. She said she was stealing something.
No, go ahead. What happened with that one?
I don't remember. I can't tell you the story exactly, but the little girl was going in there to buy some milk or whatever, and I guess the lady was thinking that she was trying to steal something or whatever, and she shot her. This happened probably like about maybe I guess 6, 7, 8 years ago.
Damn, I keep telling people not to fuck with the police, not to fuck with the... I've been told all kind of stories on this show and my other show about police doing all kind of crazy shit to people. Y'all hear? There's a cop in Ohio who tasered a 9-year-old boy. What reason, although that's funny as fuck to me, because I wish I could do it, I would so do it. Actually, I would use, But he used actual gun taser, you know, the one that shoots the things out and, like, latches in your skin at, like, 50,000 volts. That may be a little harsh. Although that would be so funny, I could just imagine. Like, you see a little kid running around like a little badass motherfucker or whatever, and you just shoot him with the taser, like, zzz. You ever see somebody shot with a taser? You know how they tense up and start shaking and shit? I think that shit would be funny as fuck. Maybe it's me because I don't got no kids, but I think that shit would be funny as fuck. But
you wrong for that.
But if they lucky, like I said, I would have a taser. I wish I could literally carry a taser. I want the little one like the old ladies be having, you know, they pull out their purse and shit. I want one of those type of tasers. You want, you got to get up close on somebody, like, whack it. I would taser the shit out of a little kid so fast. But not, like I said, yeah. not the 50,000 volts. You know, you give them about 10,000. They can handle 10,000. It's a kid. It'll be okay. I'm not talking babies.
You're a torturer.
I'm not. I just, like I said, I can understand. I don't like what the cop did, but I do find it funny, and I do understand. I'm just going to say it like that. I'm sorry. He wasn't right, but I understand. It's just like what Bernie Mac said. Remember in the Kings of Comedy and shit, when he was like, I'll babysit your kid, but when you come pick him up, and he got a knot on his forehead, I'll tell you exactly why. Like, that's the shit I be on. Like, I will fuck your kid up. So, what did you rather have? Would you rather have your kid had two little marks, look like he got bit by a vampire or something like that, or you want him to have a big knot on his forehead? Pick one. That's just how I feel. I think the taser will be a little bit more humane. And then luckily the kid may just pass out and go to sleep. Then if you wake up, you just hit him again, like, whack it, go back to sleep. Like, ain't nothing wrong with that. I guess it's just me, y'all. Like I said, I'm sorry. This is somebody speaking who doesn't have kids, probably don't need any, but that's just how I feel. So, again, I do apologize. Yeah.
Dagger, you burn out, Dagger.
Why? But I'm honest. You know what I mean? I got zero.
Everybody has their own opinion.
Yeah. Like I said, I have no patience. My patience level is real thin, especially for children, and especially for children that are mine. That's just, I'm sorry. That's just how I feel. But yeah, we're going to get into the smoke session because these kids got me riled up and I ain't even around no kids right now. Just thinking about them got my blood pressure up. So let me get to the smoke session real quick because I got to spark this up. So make sure y'all got y'all, like I said, y'all buns, y'all bones, zigzags, whatever y'all rolling on, whatever y'all got, spark it up. We're going to let the Cash Addict start it up and let's smoke. Let's go.
Yeah, go put some more of that cracking music you had on.
I like that. Hey, bro, what's up? What's up with the bro, nigga? Hey, hit that nigga Randy Third up, nigga. You know the team in the back. All right. I got a dub for some flight, nigga. Freaking a flight. PSG. Theato. Got weed. Let's smoke. Every day, rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed. Let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro. Looking for the kush. Who got weed? Weed man, about to make a stack off me. I want two, she want three. Whole clique about to be turned all week. Hey, CA, motherfucking look. On the block, blowing trees like a Mexican. Inked up in the swag, nice like a reverend. Let me get stack of the kush, never stressing it. And a bitch only for the neck like a necklace. Get her hot, now she want to touch. Heat it up, make it turn red, embarrassment. Left bitch, looking for the green. Cannabis, burn the tuck, leave full of dots like leprechaun. Messages ain't about green, I don't mess with. Blown trees, MOB, etc. Hitting up the homie, cause I know that he on deck with it. And just because I know him, he gon' hit me with some extra shit. Medical, roll it in the Camry, box. Get a chick, kinda like convertible, cop. Monday through Monday, blow tree school every day. But that don't mean I can't smoke weed. Pass me the swisher, nigga. Love.
Got weed, let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed, let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro.
Looking for the kush. Who got weed? Weed man, about to make a stack off me. I want two, she want three. Whole clique about to be turned all week.
Hey, nigga, she ate, bro.
K.
king hat shades black trying to get to me. That leprechaun shit, I'm talking green like that leprosy. Eyes red from that purple and it still won't get the best of me.
Nope.
Turtle feet, I'm moving slow, but still nobody catching me. See, hey, smoke it till it's gone. After that, get some more, then drop, get your own. Holla at me if you need it. Get the switches from the stove. Fuck papers, it's a rap. Can't see me cause I'm a ghost, now I'm on rap. Girl in front of me talking fast like an action loud. Packing a pickle, what she saying sound like nothing. I told her pump her brakes and take a break. You smell that ganja. 5 minutes later, my eyes red again like a lobster. Proper, I'm talking that medical like a doctor. Possibly have her seeing red, yellow, green like a roster. Marley, I'm hot like the cherry, so you can't catch me. I'm not trying to hear it, especially if you don't smoke weed, nigga. So don't say shit unless it's got weed. Let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed. Let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro.
Looking for the kush. Who got weed? Weed man, about to make a stack off me. Cause I want two, she want three. Whole clique about to be turned all week. Hey.
Was out of LAX. My weapon of choice was platinum, American Express. I can't express the anticipation, ridiculous blazing. A super blow, I'm gram after gram in Amsterdam. I'm starring in my own movie and everybody's a cameraman. But I don't want the Starbucks or Folgers, I told ya. I'm looking strictly for Sticky Doja. Myself, a weed heavyweight, a connoisseur. I love it to smell like, on the menu to my amazement was like 10 kinds of weed to put you on the pavement. Immediate engagement of lips to blunt. You need a dish to fool in the kitchen, which I brought. It's not a foot, but a Mary Jane Utopia. The room is spinning, and I can't stop grinning. Damn, it was the Amsterdam. Oh, damn, Amsterdam. It was the Amsterdam, man. I'm trying to stay cool, but I don't know if I can. The damn Amsterdam.
Oh, damn.
The damn Amsterdam. It was the Amsterdam. They got me faded, y'all. They got me faded, y'all. The damn Amsterdam.
Oh, damn.
It was the Amsterdam. The damn Amsterdam. They got me trying to stay cool, but I don't know if I can. The damn Amsterdam.
Oh,
it was the Amsterdam. Damn Amsterdam, it got me faded, y'all, but I'm having a ball. Now I'm way too hooded out, and I need to gain composure. My vision is sputtering out. What you say? Oh, fool, I'm tripping. I thought you said something. Why your eye keeps twitching? Everything is tight. I'ma kick it, dissemble to the red light district. It's the ghetto Disneyland. Bitches in the window, I'm off the super window, goddamn. But your boy pistol is a cool killer. My life's a Friday, poolside at the villa. Nevertheless, I'm so high from smoking, and everything around me moving in slow motion. Overblown, my sober's gone. In a foreign zone, yes, the look is on his own. In the land of ridiculous sack. When I get to my house, I'ma pack and shoot right back. It was the Amsterdam.
Oh,
damn. The damn Amsterdam. It was the Amsterdam, man. I'm trying to stay cool, but I don't know if I can. The damn Amsterdam.
Oh,
the damn Amsterdam. It was the Amsterdam. They got me faded, y'all. They got me faded, y'all. The damn Amsterdam.
Oh,
it was the Amsterdam. The damn Amsterdam. They got me trying to stay cool, but I don't know if I can. The damn Amsterdam.
Oh,
it was the Amsterdam. Damn Amsterdam, it got me faded, y'all, but I'm having a ball.
Ecstasy, ecstasy, ecstasy.
I like drugs.
Yep, yep. Still in the building. All night.
Yeah, it's ladies' night tonight, it seems like, y'all. We got some ladies chilling with me. Sugar, sugar. Hold on. Still in the building, sugar? She always got a delay. I'm going to assume she's going to jump in when she's ready. But for now, we're going to leave her open so she can jump in.
Dagger, I'm here. I'm sorry, I'm here.
But I don't get why. I understand there's a delay. I noticed that earlier. There's a delay. If you're listening to it on your computer at the same time, the show is live itself. It's like a minute delay.
I had you on. Listen, I'm moving around. I had you on the loudspeaker, and you on mute at the same time. So I'm trying to get you off of both of them. You know I'm high, damn.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Okay, Loco, still in the building. Got Loco? Focus. Hello? Hold on. Let's jack that one back out for a second. And then, hold on, we're going to see if MIA is still at work and paying attention. Hold on. MIA? MIA?
Who is MIA?
Now, she was there, like I said, she was checking in from work. She jacked in for a quick second, but she's at work, so she might be hiding in the back. She might be hiding in the back somewhere or something. So nothing wrong with
Dagger,
that.
Hey, Dagger, what are you at in Vegas?
No, L.A., West Coast all day. Come on now.
Oh, okay. Cause I was reading your little, you know, your little thing on the side or whatever?
Because, I mean, the Bang Out radio station in Las Vegas, you know, Sin City. So that's why when I try to get out there, I try to fuck with the boss lady. People like Kehlani Chunks is out there in Vegas, you know, try to go out there and turn it up. But, you know, I'm L.A. I'm L.A. all day. I love my city. Can't do nothing wrong with it.
Hey. Got to die for it.
Hey, got to. Let's see. We're going to see if Loco's still good. Okay, Loco?
Dagger.
Yeah. Are you good? Okay, just making sure. I tried to hug you and you didn't say nothing.
Well, I muted myself.
Oh, okay. Well, see, y'all, I understand that. Because, like I said, I did a whole intro once muted for like 9 minutes. It was nothing, and I was doing the best intro of my life. But anyway, all right, y'all, I'm not trying to bring down the show, but at the same time, there's just some shit going on that a lot of people seem not to realize or notice. Because, like I said, if you look out at the world, people are just doing whatever the fuck they want to and not caring about a damn thing. So let me shoot some facts and numbers at people and let y'all know. And since, like I said, it's ladies night, I'm really talking to the ladies. Like I always say, ladies got the power. I can't deny that. But what y'all do with it is what's subject to question. Or who you allow to take it from you or who you give up your power to. That's some of that shit I can never understand whatsoever. But y'all have the power. There's no way to deny that. So I'm not going to even sit here and try to play it off like y'all don't. But listen to this shit. Now, African-American females, the HIV rate now rivals that of Africa. Now, I'm not even going to go any further just now, but just think of that. Rivals that of Africa. If you've ever seen any kind of movies or hear any kind of stories or anything, you always hear that, you know, Africa is not the place to be out there fucking with no kind of, because everybody in fucking Africa got AIDS. That's what they've been saying. That's what they've been saying for years. So
yeah, they said that's where that comes from.
But now African-American women in America are starting to have the same numbers that they got over there in fucking Africa. And that's fucking crazy. That's, you know what I'm saying? This is why we got slap signs. This shit is dumb. Now, here we go. 1 in 32 black women will be infected. Number one right there. 1 in 32. That's a small ass number. Yeah, like, no, it's not 1 in 5. No, it's not 1 in 10. But 1 in 32. I mean, anything under 1 in like fucking 70 something is bad. If you really think about averages and percentages and everything like that. And then look, and black women only represent 14% of the population, but 66% of them all have HIV infections. Think about that. I mean, I know I'm throwing numbers, but I mean, let's break that down even further. Like I said, black women only make 14% of the women in America, period. Only 14%. Now, that's small. But of that 14%, 66%, over half of the black women in America have HIV right now.
Wow.
Right
That's a
shift
percentage right there.
That, I mean, I can't make this shit up. And like I said, I don't even like bringing this shit up like this because it's fucking sad. And then I'm trying not to make a joke out of it, but at the same time, it's like,
motherfuckers, who, what is y'all doing? And I'm not saying y'all my panel or anything, but just overall, what the fuck is y'all doing? It ain't that hard to go, like I
said. You just said the key word, what is y'all doing? They fucking.
Well, we know that, but like I said,
they making it happen.
I be fucking. Ain't nothing wrong with fucking. Fucking is not the problem. It's what motherfuckers, that's what I'm saying. Fucking is never the problem. I'm not going to say that.
Well, how you think it's going to get spread, though? How else is it going to get spread if you're not doing anything?
Well, I'm not going to be the person to sit here and tell people not to get their fuck on. I'm going to tell people to be safe about getting their fuck on.
Bareback.
That, too. And then, I mean, you can't do that with everybody. Look, again, I'm not going to sit up here. Yes, if you just dealing with a girl that you just met at the club, or you just met this girl, or woo woo or whatever, and everything, yes, strap up because you don't know what the fuck this bitch got going on. She don't know you. She and ladies especially. Like I said, ladies got the power. Nothing wrong with y'all doing what y'all do, but ladies, keep condoms on you at all times. If you know you about to get your fuck on, or you doing your freaky thing or whatever, just have them. Period.
Because
a nigga is gonna be like whatever. A nigga is gonna be like whatever. But no, but if you got one and you know you still want to get yours on, then just always have them. I'm going to tell the ladies to always have them because, like I said, y'all got the power. Nothing pops off unless the lady opens her legs and gets it popping. Ain't nothing going to pop off. So if you're going to do that, fucking have some condoms with you. Ladies, that's what I'm talking to because, like I said, niggas is dumb. I have my nigga moments as well. I'm dumb, too. I'm not trying to act like I'm above anybody else. I keep saying that all the time. I'm just trying to be helpful.
I feel you on that, though.
Yeah, I'm just trying to be helpful, you know. So, or limit yourself. So, like I said, know who the fuck you're dealing with. Pick one person, even if you're not in a relationship or whatever.
Yeah.
Fuck that one person. Period. Not the whole block, not everybody in the world, you know, none of that shit. I'm just trying to, because this shit is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you get it, y'all, there's no cure for that shit. Y'all is not rich like Magic Johnson. It's not a good disease to have. It's not. And then once you have it, you tag. And then that's another thing that they should do. See, just like they got the sex, I know I may be wrong with this, but fuck that. Just like they have the people when you're a sex offender and shit, and you got to register and say you're a sex offender and all that, that's how I feel motherfuckers with AIDS and shit should be. Like, yo, this motherfucker got AIDS. There should be a registry. These motherfuckers have to wear, like, a red bracelet or something. Or there should be something where you can identify a motherfucker like, hold on, nah, I ain't fucking with that person right now. I mean, seriously, if it was like that, how much would people not, you know what I mean, would it stop spreading?
What?
What you mean, somewhat? If you gonna have sex with somebody that's tagged, that motherfucker got AIDS, I ain't fucking nobody with AIDS for nothing.
But what if the motherfucker cut it off? Then what?
Well, but I mean, this is what I'm talking about. This is why I want to invest money.
Just like
we
they
get
do
it, like
the
police, like
the ankle braces.
Yeah, exactly. Like the ankle braces, exactly like the motherfuckers that's on parole and house arrest. If they break that shit, we'll be able to track where their ass is at. Like, hold on, nah, fuck that. And then, like I said, I feel, if you know you got AIDS and you fucking raw dogging and spreading it around, doing whatever, I call that assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill. I feel that's a court case right there. I feel that's what I feel.
It is.
But like I said, I'm trying not to bring the show down. I just don't like seeing people just drop. This is dumb. This is shit. You should not be dying over fucking. Fucking is a good thing. This is what I'm like. This is perplexing me. And then this is where you got to be better because, like I said, take it from the dagger. The dagger done got his fuck on. Don't get it twisted. But like I said, I'm still here, and I'm disease-free, and I get tested just to make sure.
Well, you better thank the Lord for that.
I very much do every day, but I'm also safe about the things that I do, and I'm safe about the people that I deal with.
So do you go get tested?
Huh?
Do you go
do I go get tested? Yeah, I get tested.
No,
I get tested every. I get tested every 6 months. Every single month, especially when I have my physical and when I go to the doctor, because health is important. Health is very important in the dad's life, so fuck that. I'm not going down over no dumb shit. Like I said, I'm trying to help people. Like, it's not going to happen to me. If I go down, it's going to be on some shit that, you know, that's my fault. It's not going to be on nothing, no burnt out shit. So that's just how I feel. So.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I hear you.
I just hope, like I said, these numbers don't lie. Numbers don't lie, and they're actually scary, y'all. I'm actually I'm actually scared because it's actually going to get a lot worse. If it doesn't stop sometime soon, it's going to get worse and worse. And then once it gets to
it's a real bad plague.
Yeah, and then once it gets to a certain point, there's no going back. And that's what I'm trying to do is just stop it before
it gets to a
certain
point. Can't nothing help you?
So
can't nothing help you? You start shriveling up. Can't nothing help you?
Oh man, so that's Dagger's little public service announcement real quick, y'all, on that shit. So we're going to have some new tracks, not some new tracks, I mean, I'm going to get some new cartoons in here because we're going to get off the AIDS subject because we've been talking about that for a little while. But
yeah,
y'all got to know what the fuck is up. And
you
I'm
made
just trying
me
to
go there
on
that one.
Huh?
You made me go there on that one with you. Because at first I was like, ew, why are you talking about that? I don't want to talk about that.
No, but we talk about it,
so I was like, okay, let me fuck with Dagger on this.
Yeah, on some real shit. Like I said, I talk about anything that come into my fucking head because that's the type of person that I am, man. And I get myself in trouble talking about certain shit on here. But like I said, shit has to be fucking talked about. And just by putting it out there, maybe somebody somewhere listened to it. Maybe I changed somebody's mind about something, or maybe I didn't. Either way, I can at least say that I tried. You know what I mean? I did my part. So, like, because what I use is radio, you got to think, like, you got to think like the motherfuckers that be out there on the corners, you know, preaching on Sundays or any other day, whatever they do, they either preaching the God stuff, they preaching the Muslim stuff, you know, whatever they out there doing, they on the corner just preaching, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Some people may think they crazy. Some people may stop and listen. Some people may hate them for being out there for doing that. But they're out there because they feel they're going
to
reach that, like, one person, you know, a
day
or whatever.
Yeah, I used to trip off for that.
And that's all they need, and that's all they want, and that's enough for them to keep going. So that's where I'm at with shit, too, y'all. So I'm just going to keep going as well. But we're going to get back into the slappers real quick before we close out the show. And we're going to let Dre Vicious ride it right here, featuring Ms. Neer and Jag. Let's roll. All
right.
Another DJ Far. World premiere.
See? And then my bad, y'all. Hold on. Because I actually got to end the show. 2 hours just went so by so fast, and the show's over, and I'm sitting up here acting like I'm coming back for another segment. So let me apologize off top. Let me let my let my panel say their goodbyes and everything, and then we're going to close the show on Dre Vicious. So, Keilani, any shout-outs you want to give to people, goodbyes or anything to anybody? Mm? Keilani, no? Hello? Sugar?
Hey.
Okay, go ahead. Any shout outs you want
to
give?
I'm
going to
give my shout
out to
my whole. Look, yeah, okay, I do. I'm going to give my shout out to the whole.
All right, hold on, Keilani. You gotta wait 1 second now. Hold on 1 second. Go ahead, Sugar.
Look, I'm trying to give my shout out to the whole Facebook family. Sugar's in the motherfucking building. And I ain't bullshit.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. There it is.
I enjoy myself, though. I really enjoy myself, Daddy.
Hey, thanks, man. My anytime, and like I said, if you enjoyed yourself, tell your peoples on Facebook, spread the word. Whenever you see it, you know, share it, just because they're not going to believe me. They're going to believe you if you tell them it's popping, so you got to tell them. That's all I
have. I will.
All right. Check it anytime.
Hey, I'm a janky promoter.
Cool. Good looking. And like I said, I'm here every Wednesday and every Sunday, all right? So make sure you check in with me.
All right. Peace.
All right, my K Loco, shout out to anybody, thanks. Goodbyes and everything.
Shout outs to the Dagger and shout out to all the indie artists. Don't forget to vote because I'm voting for the Dagger every day because you can vote every day. You know what I'm talking about? And shout out to Topaz Lachey. I love that one song. You feel me? Going hammer on you, hoes. And shout out to everybody out there, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Check in at all times. You know where we at? Wednesday, 9 to 11, Sunday, 7 to 9. Catch up me next time, all right? And then late to the party, but back in the building, Keilani. All right, shout out to goodbyes.
Oh yeah, I want to give a shout out to everybody that supports me, Dagger, the whole Bang Out Radio family, Fully Loaded, the movement in Vegas, Tyrone Allen for shooting my videos, Liz for supporting, and my family and friends.
There it is, y'all. Keilani Royalty, make sure you check her out. She's all over Facebook, Reverb Nation, YouTube. Make sure y'all check it out. And then, Keilani, we got to get on the track, too. You know what I mean? I need to get on the track with Keilani. So next time I get in Vegas, you got to set something up or whatever, all right?
Yep, I'll be waiting.
Yes, ma'am, for sure. So now we're going to ride out in the Slap Sundays. Make sure y'all here next week, 7 to 9. Make sure y'all here. Oh, exclusive. West Coast Wednesdays this coming week. Brand new back. We're going to be back. We're going to be back early, though. We're going to be back 5 to 7, but we're going to be live from the X&B Fashion Show. You know, the X&B Miles is going to be getting it cracking in Palmdale. Dagger will be there live performing and hosting the radio show. So, you know, I'm doing my multi-talent thing. So that's where I'll be at. Make sure you get out to the 661 if you can. So make sure you tune in and listen to me live, all right? So, again, we're going to ride out with this. Dre Vicious featuring Nira and Jack called Bonus. I want to shout out all the independent artists again, all my listeners, my panels, anybody that ever fucks with me. I fucks with y'all. Make sure y'all spread the word because, again, nobody's going to believe me. They're going to believe you. All right? Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. See y'all next week.
Another DJ Far. World premiere.
Jay. Straight. Miss Nira, Jay, Minnie's family, Larceny's family, Skinny, Chubby. What's up, fool?
DJ Funk.
We in here, nigga. Mashed up like a hockey squad, fucking over niggas, straight Amistad. Strapped when it's time to ride, no car safety, and guns all safety. Blowing on the purple, got my lungs all hazy. You fuck boys crazy, smother the nose of the gun with a potato, and it ain't all gravy. I can even murk you on the Pro Tools, killing folks, eating them up, lyrical soul food. But some niggas won't beef, really tofu. I'm Wazilla the beef, somebody should have told fool. Keep the mag in the stash when I roll through. Mean mugging cowards just to see what they gon' do. Acting foul cause I ball, I was gon' juke. But time running out, so you know bitches gon' shoot. Pull a clutch, pluck a pluck cat to show you what you animated plucky duck niggas won't do.
The gun in the stash on me right now. The gun in the stash on me right now. And I'm grabbing my mask on me right now.
Let me reload on these niggas real fast, like. Get the snub off the dash, still puffing the hairs. Get the bustin' it fast, while I'm dumping the ash. Chief and reaper as the reapers, if you up in the bag. Before you officially gone, I smoke the blunt in the head. You fuck boys, junkyards, nothing but trash. I spit Looney Tunes, you fucking with Taz. Spazmanian devil, I spin shit around. You fools like joint, you little niggas clowns. Go go for all you choachers, put bitches in the ground. I'm trying to make moves, fuck trying to sit around. If I want to do that, I go and hit a lounge. But for now, I'm boxing shit, giving niggas round. Trinidad with a nigga blast, vicious spaz. I get up in that ass, you start first but finish last. Cut the lawn for you snakes in the grass. I'm no cut, don't nag, nigga, get a pay. Get him, Jay.
The gun in the stash on me right now. The gun in the stash on me right now. And I'm grabbing my mask on me right now.
Must be PMS. My niggas sparking, you niggas barking like BMX. I mean, I'm saying I'm sick, dog, and I need a vet. Them boys like sick Nikes in stores, and they need a check. Yeah, we the best, balling without the set. Ewing, pushing rocks, working with the magic now. Pat Ewing, cooking in the front, I'm in the back brewing. No stress, you get your cold wet, I leave you cats ruined. Chubby, you like a puppy in a lion house. Quick to bring the iron out. fuck is all the crying about? I'm on the block for the cream. Soon as I came on the scene, I'm taking shots for the team. Skip the trying out. Red dot, I get my blast on. Pac-Man, it got me riding with my mask on. Batman, oh yeah, I'm strapped, man. You get your set flame. Murk them and then we ride out, nigga. X Games. Jack.